Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, September 23rd, 2016. My name is James Marino from Broadway Stars. Matt is off tonight as it is the last night of the world and he is seeing Miss Saigon's 25th anniversary performance, and hopefully we can get him into This Week on Broadway on Sunday to give us his review. In the news, the 2016 MacArthur Fellows were announced. These are 23 extraordinarily creative people who inspire us all. For those of you who may not know what the MacArthur Fellowship is, or sometimes called the Genius Grant, is a prize awarded annually by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, typically to between 20 and 30 individuals working in any field who have shown extraordinary originality and dedication in their creative pursuits or a marked capacity for self-direction. And they are also citizens or residents of the United States. Three that we'd like to focus on today have had wide impact upon the theatrical community. Brandon Jacobs Jenkins is a playwright who has written a number of shows that have impacted the New York theater scene. His first one that we'll talk about is Gloria down at the Vineyard Theater, which was a finalist for the 2016 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. His other plays included Neighbors, Appropriate, An Octoroon, and War, among many others. Ann Basting is a theater artist and educator out at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. The MacArthur website explains her work like this. Ann Basting is a theater artist and educator demonstrating the potential of storytelling and the creative expression to improve the lives of elders experiencing cognitive impairment. It goes on to say her breakthrough project, Time Slips, is an improvisational storytelling method in which older adults with cognitive impairment imagine stories and poems in response to inspiring cues. The third person we'll mention here is Julia Wolf, who is a composer at New York University, where she's an associate professor of music composition in the Department of Music and Performing Arts at the Steinhardt School. The MacArthur site says Julia Wolf is a composer who combines the influences from folk, classical, and rock genres in works that are grounded in historical and legendary narratives. Wolf has also extended her talents to theater by composing for Anna Deavere Smith's House Arrest and won an Obie Award for her score to Ridge Theater's Jenny Ritchie. We'll have some links in the show notes if you want to read more about these three. In what is becoming a most welcome trend to me, another Broadway show will be shown in a movie theater. It was announced yesterday that George Takei's Allegiance, the Broadway musical on the big screen, will come to the movie theaters nationwide for one night only on Tuesday, December 13th at 7:30 p.m. The event will begin with an exclusive introduction from Takei and immediately move on to the musical's presentation. Audiences will be treated to a special behind-the-scenes footage and interviews from the cast and creators. Tickets for George Takei's Allegiance, the Broadway musical on the big screen, can be purchased beginning Friday, November 11th, online by visiting fathomevents.com. I'm sure we'll bring you more information as the date becomes closer. In casting news, we hear that Ramin Karimloo is going to return to Broadway as Gleb in Anastasia. The producers of the new musical Anastasia announced that Tony Award nominee Ramin Karimloo will star as Gleb. It will be opening on Broadway April 24, 2017 at the Broadhurst Theater. Ramin returns to Broadway having performed as Valjean in the most recent revival of Les Miserables. Anastasia features beloved songs from the 1997 film, including Aaronson Flaherty's Oscar-nominated Journey to the Past, as well as an entirely new score from the Tony Award-winning team. Also in the casting news is that School of Rock's Mamie Paris is going to succeed Leona Lewis as Grisabella in Cats on Broadway. As we talked about before, Leona Lewis will play her final performance on October 9th. Paris, who originated the role of Patty in School of Rock, appeared on Broadway in On the 20th Century, Ragtime, 110 in the Shade, and The Drowsy Chaperone. Her other credits include Wicked, 9 to 5, and Legally Blonde on Tour. Something that many people were talking about on Thursday includes a new clip coming from Hamilton's America. Hamilton's America is the documentary about Hamilton the Musical, which will be broadcast on PBS's Great Performances on Friday, October 21st. There are clips of it on the USA Today website, which is incredibly frustrating to get to and watch without having to get through all the other pop-ups that are happening there. But you can try to go to the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. We'll have a link to it and see if you can make it through those pop-ups to see it for yourself. It's actually a pretty interesting trailer. But seriously, USA Today, you got to come up with a better business model. And just in case you didn't have enough to do in October, Kelly O'Hara, Tony winner, is going to make her solo debut performance at Carnegie Hall this fall. She's going to make her first ever solo headlining appearance at Carnegie Hall on Saturday, October 29th at 8 p.m. in the Stern Auditorium at the Perlman Stage. She's going to be joined by musical director and pianist Dan Lipton, along with a small ensemble of musicians, and do a bunch of songs from her Broadway career. Although you might think to yourself, wait, Kelly O'Hara has been at Carnegie Hall many times. This is actually her first solo headline appearance, when she has appeared many, many times with other organizations such as the New York Pops. Tickets are priced $31 to $96 and are available at the Carnegie Hall box office, or you can visit the Carnegie Hall website at carnegiehall.org. There will be a limited number of seats priced at $10, which will be available the day of the concert beginning 11 a.m., and we'll have more information at BroadwayRadio.com. One last thing before we go and head into the weekend. I'm going to tell you about something that doesn't really lend itself very well to a podcast or anything called Broadway Radio, but the digital ham for ham this week is Talk Less, Sign More, where the New York Deaf Theater and Hamilton cast members perform The Cabinet Battle No. 2. So as I said, really doesn't lend itself to radio or a podcast. So get on over to BroadwayRadio.com and click on the link for the YouTube video, and you'll be able to see this very interesting ham for ham. Have a great weekend.